Proclamation number 4141 of 12th of October, 1947. Task of the Servants of God. Mediator between God and people. You must likewise believe unquestioningly that you have been given a spiritual task, and you must by no means easily ignore it or neglect to fulfill it. To be allowed to serve God is a special distinction which certainly requires the human being's will, but also a higher degree of maturity which enables him to do unusual work. But being allowed to serve God also obliges one to do it with the utmost commitment. It obliges one to be industriously active and to be most willing to conscientiously fulfill the task set. And again, the fulfillment of such a task is extremely important and significant, for humanity's spiritual hardship demands that the former finds help, that God Himself brings it help through His very servants on earth. And this service to suffering humanity should be taken seriously, for countless souls are dependent on help. But the help consists of a human being being the mediator between them and God, who informs humanity of his will through this mediator and tries to lead people to right thinking and a way of life and love. But since people are no longer able to establish the connection with God themselves, a human being must volunteer to enter into contact with God as a mediator in order to receive his instructions and, as it were, pass them on to people for their salvation. This task is so extremely important and its fulfillment so urgently necessary that God gives the one who wants to serve Him every opportunity to fulfill his task, and also grants him every protection, every support and every grace, so that the mediator can carry out his office in peace and can constantly work for the kingdom of God. And therefore you should not doubt that you have a mission to fulfill. And if you believe, you will also be diligently active and not miss any opportunity to work for God in His kingdom wherever possible. Then you will put spiritual work first and never regret it, for if you work for God in His kingdom, He will also reward you. He will give you grace in abundance so that you can participate in Christ's work of redemption already on earth and one day in eternity. Amen.